Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, Yvonne Crayer, Lee Steimer, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Lee, Yvonne, and myself with the Realm of Beings eagerly invite you to join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
Good morning, everybody, listeners, Greta, Jacob, I'm Yvonne. I'm here on Transformation Talk Radio, and I am introducing our second season of the podcast, Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. And every week on Friday, we meet together with an open discussion about quotes that the realm has downloaded through Greta. So we talk about how we can shift our perspective, our impression, and create our own reality in our lives. So we are so happy. Last week we had a wonderful celebration, if you were with us. If not, take a look at the replay. It's on YouTube and Facebook. We were celebrating the creation of 1 year of doing the podcast together here with the realm. And today we're gonna work on a new quote, and it's called "Life, your life is as sweet as you create it to be." So how shall we begin this sweet day, Greta?
I love it. I just love it. You know, it's like embracing life, mm-hmm. You know, embracing life. Many of us, we get downtrodden and we want to stay there. I call it going down the rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. And I've been down that rabbit hole on many occasions. And sometimes I say, I'm down in the rabbit hole. I'm sipping tea with Alice, and sometimes the Mad Hatter shows up. And if I'm really down in the rabbit hole, the rabbit even comes by. So we have to reach down and pull ourselves up, because mm-hmm. life is sweet. Life, what? And you know, in that quote, I was thinking about it this morning, and what is sweet? Because sweet is different for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, Yvonne, what I think is sweet for me and what you think is sweet for you, you know, everybody's different. But when it's said there that your life is as sweet as you want it to be, that want it to be is, what do you want to create in your life? Mm-hmm. And see, what people don't realize is that we're creating it every moment. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that we're not creating. We're creating each other even in the moment. So, but that whole basis for creating sweetness in your life and joy in your life, the beginning point of that is to definitely love self.
Mm. Yeah, we need these reminders. Every week we talk about this. It gets woven into the theme, the discussion via the quote. And there's nothing more important. Once you get to that place, and you say going down the rabbit hole may have a little bit of a negative connotation, but I look at it sometimes differently, like in the well, like down the well, like, and it's so deep and dark down there sometimes, and you kind of have to like look at the like, but there's always light there too. So they both of them exist. And the sweetness to me is the light, you know, like focusing on that, the light part, even though we're all presented with challenges to help us grow and evolve. But yeah, there's always the sweetness, and we have the choice to nourish ourselves with that sweetness, right? Like food is very nourishing. Support from friends is very nourishing, from family. And so, yeah, so we can step out of that rabbit hole or pull ourselves up from the bottom of the well, sometimes where we get stuck, and realize that there's always sweetness there. Just if you choose to imbibe it.
Right. You know, some people would say to us, I'm sure you've heard it, well, you talk about that. You talk about, I create my reality. But, and I've been saying affirmations, or I've been doing QDRs. I've been doing this. I've been praying. And nothing's changed. Nothing's changed in my life. So there's another component to that, and that is the energy itself.
Mm.
Because what people don't realize is, if each person looked at their life, and you can see that the same thing is happening to you over and over and over again, that you deem to be quote unquote negative, and you keep doing it, you keep praying, you keep doing affirmations, you do QDRs, you're going to a therapist, you're doing all these things to get rid of the angst. And then you wake up in the morning, you look at yourself in the morning, and you're in the same place.
Mm.
And you're still going through the same thing. So then what happens is that you become so discouraged by that creation of reality that you create it over and over and over and over again. You give it the impetus. So
yes.
It's like to, you know what it's like? It's like, for me, and I'm just talking for Greta right now, it's a well.
Mm-hmm.
You have a well, and you've gone down the well, and you've got the rope. Now you want to get up out of the well. So you've got to hang on to the rope and climb up to get out of that. Mm-hmm. And maybe on the way, you meet all kinds of other things on the way that don't want you to climb up the rope.
Slippery slopes, slippery,
right. That's right.
Water rushing down.
Yeah.
People throwing things at you.
So it's like, see, this is where we test ourselves.
Yes.
Each one of us is really testing ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can go past that hurdle. Let me see if I can climb up that rope. Let me see if I can.
Our hands? Our hands are like ripped up from the rope too. Always climbing, always searching for that light.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I like that analogy that you had with the hands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that you're determined. It's called determination. It's determination. I'm changing. I'm not accepting this any longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not accepting it. That's where you go. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm through with it. It's old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to feel lonely. I don't want to feel that I'm hurting. I don't want to suffer from this dis-ease any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm through with it. Because our spiritual beingness and our mental beingness can help us out of that. But you just got to have the determination.
And so, ask. I've heard so many times where people are like, all I needed to do was ask my realm, my higher self, my beings, and everybody's there around you. To help
everybody, and even people that you don't even know,
right? Like that's where the magic, the synchronicities, when you start really focusing. Greta, you gave me some advice a while back when I was really in that well. Not that I'm not anymore. We're always trying to take another step, but I'm a little bit closer than I was before to getting out of there. But you said focus on what you do want and stop focusing on what you don't want. And that was a key point of in my life where I was like, what do I really want here? What do I want? And like you start thinking more about what you want. And then with your thoughts lined up to what you want, your emotions will follow that. It's like giving the car the gasoline that it needs to. We've talked about that little analogy before. The emotions are like gas for the car to drive your vehicle that you're driving your life in your life. And so, yeah, I think that, you know, in the celebration last week, one of our guests said, you know, talk about actual experiences. And I don't know, I kind of like metaphors a little bit. People can wrap their head around metaphors. They can actually see them in this world where, you know, we talk about a lot of abstract, you know, concepts and through the quotes. And sometimes it's hard to grasp that without actually seeing, you know, a physical representation of what we're talking about. So, yeah, so that's my little blurb.
I think it's more than a blurb. I think it's very prophetic.
It's prophetic. Sweet blurb.
How about that?
I think of candy. I think of sweet. I think of candy, my favorite chocolate. That's what I like to think of as sweet. Or the playful dolphins. I showed you pictures of the dolphins. I took some time off one of these last couple of weeks and went to swim with the dolphins in Bimini. And that was quite magical to be, you know, sharing the huge wide Atlantic Ocean with these beautiful creatures of wisdom and grace and playfulness. So, yeah, and we're all like that. Like we talked about right before the podcast started, Greta, like they're creating their reality just like we are. And they're creating a fun, protective family environment of joy and connection. You know, they're all connected to each other through their pod, their groups of, doesn't have to be blood related, their community pods. You know, they're all welcome. Everybody's welcome in the pod. Even humans.
I think that's wonderful. I think next week, if maybe Jacob can put up some of the pictures you took, Yvonne, of that,
okay.
That joyful moment. Mm-hmm. I just would like to remind people that when you need something, call and ask.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told you about the time I was facilitating for a lady. She was a psychologist, and that's when I was studying clinical psychology. And she sent me a book on equine therapy with horses.
Mm-hmm.
So she called me because she knew I was going to sit on my porch when it came because I was never home. And so she called me to let me know the package is coming. And it's a book. She told me what the book was. I said, oh, thank you so much. Okay, so I'm waiting for the book, you know, I'm ready to receive it. The next day I get another call from her. And I said, yeah. And she said, Greta, something's happened. And I said, what do you mean something's happened? And she said, there's a book that's on my credit card. But I did not put the book there. I didn't buy this book. It's not on my credit, but it is on my credit card, but I didn't put it there. And I said to her, what's the book about? She said, well, I think, she said, I'll tell you what the book is about, but I know it's for you. The book is for you. So then that's when I asked her, well, what is the book about? She says, it's about angels.
Mm.
I said, angels? She said, yes. And I told her, I said, yes, that book is for me. Because I'm going to tell you some other experiences today. Sweetness of life, okay? Mm-hmm. And so the book came with the equine book.
They
And
came at the same time. You got
they
two
came at the
instead of
same
one.
time. And so I'm looking and I open up the back. You know how you can just open up a book and you see the full back? When you open up the book to see the full back, it's angel wings, one on each side of the book, right? So I know that they sent it to me, meaning the angels or my realm, however you want to call your committee that guides you. And I said, okay, you guys, I said, you sent me this book. Why? Why did you send me this book? Now that's the challenge, right? Because I flipped through the book and it's telling me about all, it's filled with stories. It was only a little book like that. And I don't remember the name of it. I don't remember the author of it, but I have it here in my bookshelf. And so I looked through it. It was just stories after story after story of people calling on the angels or who they perceived to be their angels and asking for help and getting it. They got the help. Okay. So I'm going, why do you want me to read this? Well, you know, what is the purpose? I asked, what is the purpose? So they told me to go to the beginning of the book. Now, for the our listeners, I want you to know it's they intuit to me by various ways. Sometimes you just pick up the vibration, you just pick up the mental telepathy in your brain. So that's how it was that day for me. And I opened it up and I said, okay, I've got it opened up to the introduction. What do you want me to read? They said, put your finger there and go all the way down. Start at the top of the page, run your finger all the way down. I ran my finger down, said, stop. Stop right there. So I said, oh, that's what you want me to read. It was one sentence. They sent me that book for one sentence. And it was, if I remember it correctly, and I might not get it verbatim, but it is, when you need help, call on the angels. That was the whole reason why they sent me that book. They sent it. She didn't send it. But I've experienced other things like that with them.
She was the vehicle. There had to be some human vehicle to communicate, you know, like to pass on that message to you. And that was it. She was sending you a book anyway, so
Yeah, so they gave me another one. I had a friend, he used to go to the I'm in Chicago, so I'm by Lake Michigan. And he used to go to Lake Michigan and at sunrise. And all of his friends, he would send us a picture of the sunrise to our phones. So I said, oh, this is wonderful. You know, I enjoy doing it. He did it every day, every day. So I always look forward to seeing the picture, right? Well, this time I didn't get a picture. I got sound. And it was the sound of the water crashing on the rocks.
on the
And
lake.
that to me is such a beautiful sound when you hear it, you know, either the ocean or a lake crashing up against the rocks. That was just absolutely beautiful. It just calmed me down, talking about sweetness. So what did I do? I didn't just text him. I called him. I said, you know, so and so, thank you so much for sending me this beautiful sound of the lake crashing on the rocks. He said, I didn't send that to you. I said, you didn't send it to me? No. I said, okay. I said, but your telephone number is with it. Greta, I did not do that. So I saved it and I let other people listen to it. And they said, oh, yeah, it sounds like water crashing up against the rocks. It's
Beautiful.
beautiful. But see, that's a sweetness. So even the ones that walk with you, it's not like I just experience it. we all have to open up and we will.
Yeah, that was my impression, was like, you are open to receive.
Yes.
And then you also asked and you were grateful. That's what happens when, you know, those things start working together in unison.
Yeah, so. I keep that sound. I kept it for quite a while, you know. So I think, Yvonne, you want to take us on a break?
Yeah, let's just stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in a minute or two, but stay tuned with this conversation on Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told, so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Thank you for joining us on Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. We are here, this podcast, talking about the quotation, "Your life is as sweet as you create it to be." Thank you, ladies, for allowing me to pop in.
Anytime.
There's always a sweet surprise. You never know. So every Friday, don't forget to watch us.
I forgot what we were talking. Oh, we were talking about the angels.
Yes.
When we were talking about the angels. And you know, they like to, it's the angel, they're different kinds of angels. Some people are used to hearing the word seraphim, cherubim, different things like that. I don't really divide them like that. I just, I call them the angels of the white light.
Okay.
And I put no shapeshifters there. We'll discuss why I put that another day. But people imagine them, they always draw pictures of them, usually, of having these big wings, you know. So one day I was standing and I looked outside and they made themselves visible to me. And they had about five of them, three to five of them. They're telling me four, but four lined up vertically, not vertically, but horizontally in front of my house. They were standing on the sidewalk. And I could see them in their robes. And I said, wow, look at you guys, you know. And they stood there. When I first saw them, they had no wings. Now, remember, they really do not have wings, okay? They really do not. So, but they started to grow these wings. And see, my block, where my house is 3 blocks all together. with no streets running vertically to my street. So it's just three sets of blocks, we're all connected together. So that's a long way to go. They all stood there and it started and I watched it and it grew and grew. Their wings grew big and each one of them sent their wings from their bodies all the way down to the end of my block. One was at one end and the other wing was at the other. And I had about four or five of them out there. After they created the wings all the way out there, then they stopped, smiled, and laughed at me. You know, so it was their form of, you know, giving me a joke, assisting me in to be joyful, you know. Because I'm looking at it and said, now, why are you guys? I mean, what? You standing in front of me growing wings? And I knew doggone well they didn't have any wings. But they wanted to support me in that stereotype for them having wings, you know, and it's interesting. So, I love them. And so it goes back to the book and it goes back to call on them, call on your realm, call on your angels. One of my mentors, he calls his the angelic committee. You know, call on for assistance.
Yeah, the cosmic team. I've heard lots of people, the beings of light, and everybody has their own.
We all
do. They tell you what they want to be called to.
Yeah, that's how it came with the realm of beings. In the beginning, I had no name for them whatsoever. I just said that they were the ones that walked with me, you know, and they've walked with me ever since I was a little girl. Used to scare the heck out of me because they call my name and I'm running up and down the steps of my family's house, you know. But so they're there. Call on them. All of you listeners out there, call on them seriously and ask for help. The help, but you know one thing. And then I'm going to let Lee say something, and I feel she wants to say something, but is to be open to the help.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it'll pass you by.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, I can do it myself, you know?
And it's right there. And see, the answer, you ask a question. I need to know this answer. I've had experiences where I'm driving behind a car and all of a sudden I get the intuition, read the license plate. I'll read the license plate and that's the answer I was looking for.
Yeah.
I've gone down.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
Out of the blue, like on a rock station, Frank Sinatra's song shows up. That was my father's favorite song. I'll do it my way, and he always did it his way. But yeah, I was like, right after he died, I was like, you know, give me a sign, I want to know you're okay. And I'm like just driving around my town and on the radio, it's like, oh, that I never heard that on this. Yeah, usually they play Christmas songs around Christmas time. Not My Way. I've never heard it again. But so people find feathers, pennies, all kinds of things that communication, ways to communicate.
Lee's ready. She moved her head to the side. She's ready to say something.
Hey, no, I'm just wondering, you know, your life is as sweet as you create it to be. And see, this is sometimes where it gets a little confusing, right? Because you're saying now, you know, ask for help, you know. Are we really asking for help? And like, we're asking for help. And is the, here's what gets tricky. See, are there really entities outside of us helping, or we're creating those entities to help?
You're creating everything that happens in your life.
Right. See, that's the thing. Like sometimes in this sort of like, you know, before I got involved in these conversations, you would say that, oh, it's like this synchronistic event happened, you know, like Yvonne was just saying, oh, it is Christmas time and I'm listening to a station and they're supposed to be playing Christmas music. And then, oh, my father's song starts playing on the radio. So you before these conversations, you would classify that as a synchronistic event from the universe, let's just say.
Absolutely. Because we didn't know.
Right. And that's where the kind of reframing comes in. So it's more along the lines of Yvonne created that song to play on the radio to let her know that her father's energy is still around, or to make her think fondly of her father.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Even you can look at the angels that I told you about, the angels.
Right.
So that meant that inside me, Greta wanted signs of the presence of the angels. So the presence was created out of my essence. Because see, we go back to oneness, and that's what we discussed last week when we were celebrating. We're all one. So we're always in the connection. And not only are we always in the connection with each other here as humanoid, this is a deep thing. I facilitated for somebody, I think it was this week, and this came out, and that it is that because of our oneness, which we, most of us don't accept it because we are still coming out of the well of illusion that Yvonne and I were talking about. But we are one with everything in existence. Not only the fact that we are one with it, but we are everything that is in existence. There's no separation anywhere. And I said on this podcast before, that you can put, we have blinders on our eyes, over our eyes or on the sides, so that we stay focused where we are in this nowness. But see, there are many nows. We are experiencing this nowness. And how do we experience this nowness? We experience it by creating it. Now, this is the thing about the oneness. I don't know how we got on this. But anyway, if you have a cold over here, if somebody let me say it like this. If somebody's experiencing a cold in Paris, France, I am experiencing that cold. It may not manifest in me, but I am experiencing that cold. Because see, there's a deeper level. See, we're up here. And there's deeper levels going down in our understanding, which we have not gotten to yet. But I'll say this, everything that everybody goes through, all of us experience all of it. It might be a reptilian on his planet that's going through something. All of us are going through it as well. We just don't recognize. Mm-hmm. How are we going through it? We're going through it because we are the force. And the force knows everything, is aware of everything, because everything is itself. If we say that the force is not aware of everything, it's like me saying, here's my arm on my body and I don't recognize it. It's really not there. You see, so we are experiencing everything that is happening, but it's at such a deep level, we put the blinders up so we can stay focused right where we are. I told somebody, would you like to hear hundreds of people talking at the same time to you? No, you wouldn't. That's why we have the blinders.
like that radio station example again, you know, like it's all static until, you know, like you're tuned into only one station sometimes at a time, but they're all there. All that frequency, all those bands are on, they're in the air. They're somewhere and somebody can listen to them. You know, it's just like we're choosing not to listen to that. But in any case, we're coming up, we're a little bit past halfway where we take a short break again. And then we will come back and have another nice surprise for everybody, something very, very sweet as we hear from the realm of beings. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a Freedom Coach and Oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. Thank you for staying with us for this hour. Today, we're discussing the quotation, "Your life is as sweet as you create it to be." And we went a little deep there. We went really deep, talking about all of the things that are happening simultaneously and that we only tune into like a certain bandwidth. And I was at that moment really grateful for the blinders. They're a useful tool because, I mean, we are having this human experience and we can only maybe process one radio station at a time. So now we get to hear what wisdom the realm has to share for us regarding this quotation. Realm, are you with us?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So today our quotation is, "Your life is as sweet as you create it to be." And I guess my question is, how come so many of us forget to create sweetness?
That's a good question. I like that.
I mean, I know that everything is for our lessons, but it seems like there are a lot of us maybe, or I'll just speak for myself, I sometimes forget to create sweet things and what I view as challenges arise.
Remember, it's like playing a game. You want to play chess, you want to play checkers.
Right.
Which one is going to make you the happiest?
Right.
So, and then also, it's what you said. One part of it is learning lessons.
Mm-hmm.
You are the force which wants to experience itself. It's just that you see yourselves each in a physical container, which you call the human body. But it's a physical container, and you've created the type of containers that you want. And you've created all the people that come to work with you with that container or with your personalities, and all of that stuff coming together just to have an experience. It's this sweetness, one of the reasons why we said the sweetness of life, because we found that people want to wallow in sometimes self-pity. Woe is me. They want to experience pain because they feel guilty. They want to not love themselves. How can I love myself? I'm not handsome. I'm not pretty. My hair is straggly. I'm bald. I have no hair. So you begin to criticize yourself. To obtain the sweetness is to stop criticizing yourself and see yourselves as divine beings that are beautiful beings. Each and every one of you is beautiful, regardless of what you look like. Regardless of what you have created your bodies to look like. Some of you are thin, some of you are pleasingly plump. You see, the thing is to love you. Love you. That is the sweetness. The sweetness really is not external. The sweetness of the life is internal. Internal. Some look for acceptance outside of themselves. Some people want, I want somebody to love me. I want somebody to care for me. I want to look beautiful, so I'm buying this cosmetic. I'm putting rouge on my cheeks. I'm making my lips cosmic red so that I can be beautiful. So if I feel beautiful, there's nothing wrong with that now. If making your lips ruby red makes you happy, do ruby red. Don't do pink. Don't put on pink because somebody said to you, I like pink. Whoop-de-doo, but I'm wearing it. So I'm going to wear ruby red. I'm creating my life, the sweetness of my life, whereas I accept who I am. I accept my beingness. That is the sweetness. That is the sweetness. Acceptance of self. Love of self, appreciation of self, sweetness. Stop beating up on yourselves. And different people use different things to beat up on themselves. Some people beat up on themselves just to say, well, I don't have enough money today, or I am in a job where that's not paying me enough money. Woe is you. Woe, woe, woe. You see, I don't have the right mate. That's because you're looking outside of yourselves all the time. When you look inside yourselves and see your beauty, and see your greatness, you are seeing yourself as the force. When you are looking external, you are not seeing the oneness. So therefore, you cannot see yourself as the force. The force is the inner being, the separation is the external being. You see. Lee, you have a question?
Yes, I do. Because if we're all in the oneness and we are all one, like, is there even such a thing as external, right? I mean, because we're all
I love it. Absolutely not.
So
there's no external. However, and then I'm going to let you finish.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew you had a question. We are speaking this way so that many people can understand it. If we talked about the force and the holy essence of it, holy being H-O-L-Y, and mm-hmm. the whole being the whole, same thing. Just a different way of writing and a different meaning of it. Holy, holy, holy. You see.
Mm-hmm.
Lee, in the true reality, in this humanoid experience, people use words like dimensions and words like levels. That really does not exist. But it helps. It's like time. Time does not exist, but it helps you to perceive your creation of reality in this nowness. So when we say external, it enables you to have some perception of it. That is the only reason why we use those terms. Those are humanoid terms to assist you in managing your creation of reality in this nowness, in this reality. That is the only reason why. So please continue your question.
Okay, so if, you know, but those external things, you know, from a language point of view, those things that we, with our blinders, process as externalities, I mean, are still our creations. And I mean, is that the way we can use what we're creating as a mirror for looking inward, you know, like sometimes we deny things about ourselves in the unconscious, but then they pop up in our, you know, in our quote unquote externality. Like we need some tools as humanoids, right? So if we use those things that we want to call external as a way to reflect, you know, to do some contemplation about what's going on with us. Is that like the best way to use those experiences?
You're using all of the experiences all the time.
Well, sometimes, you know, sometimes you just, I mean, I fall into, oh, just blame the other guy when I forget. But I mean, if we're trying to be present and be conscious about what we're creating, those things are just sort of good outward examples of what's happening internally, even though that's sometimes hard to look at or admit. Or realize
there are different deepnesses. There are different deepnesses Now I'm using something that is an illusion to give an explanation.
Right.
There are different levels of deepness. So the further and further, the deeper and deeper you get, the more you must understand that you are the Force. I need you to say those things again to us. What you just said, repeat it for me.
Okay. We need some tools as humans. I mean, it's a big step to say that those external things are not really external things because it's all the oneness. However, because we have these blinders on and we need tools in this human experience. So those things that we maybe view as externalities that we're creating, should we just use them as mirrors for like the internal contemplation?
It depends on the person. It depends on the cultural framework that they have chosen. It depends on their family, how they developed in their family. So you're saying to me, see, when you ask us that question, we see so much. We're seeing now a person walking in the Amazon rainforest. We see a person riding across the Sahara Desert. We see a person riding across the Sahara Desert on a camel. And then we can see a person riding across the desert in a motor vehicle. External is challenging because what's external to you is not external to me. Because as I create my reality, I create my externality. Each one of us creates that. And you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us don't understand that that's a reflection of self. Everything is a reflection of self. The people that you create, notice what we are saying to you, the people that you create to be around you, you have created them.
Right.
That's your externality.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing about externality is that it, when you're talking about mirror, it shows you where your unconscious is.
Right.
But I want to say this, is that don't think that you have your unconscious. Greta has hers and Yvonne has hers and Jacob has his. By no means. There is only one unconscious. And all of existence shares that one unconscious because that unconscious is the Force. That is why it holds everything. Now, if I talk in terms of illusions, then I can say it holds everything on every dimension. In every time period, you see. Mm-hmm. There are so many places where you exist from an externality point. Consciousness time zones, universes, dimensions, planes, levels of the dimensions, subplanes, lateralities. Not including your aspects, you see. So all of that is external, and all of that at any moment, if you use it, can show you where you are.
Right. Realm, we're getting ready to wrap up this episode of the podcast. Do you have some final words?
We're giving the same final word every week. And that is, we would love to relish in this environment with you, with everyone loving themselves. Notice I did not say, or we did not say, loving each other, but loving yourselves. Because when you love yourselves, because we are all one, then you are loving each other. When you dislike yourself, can you imagine? Disliking yourself. Can you imagine if the force created itself so you could see it and you stand in front of it as a separate being and say, I don't like you? Could you imagine that? But when you don't like yourselves, when you don't love yourselves and appreciate your divinity, you have created the force in a manifestation so you could stand in front of it and say, I don't like you.
Thank you.
Ponder that for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. That is leaving us with a lot to digest. Yvonne, Greta, Realm, thank you for being here on Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, but also listeners, thank you for joining us on Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. Until we create each other again, be well.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with Lee, Yvonne, the Realm, and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.